Matt Greenwood for the Home Bulls and Spas End Zone Show. Speaking to Jefferson Blue Jay head coach Alex Rugley, they blank Crystal City tonight 63-0. Six touchdowns for Andrew Graves, four rushing and two receiving. And coach, from the get-go, Andrew Graves got you guys off to a good start. 2.5 minutes in, a 24-yard run from him on the sixth play of that drive. And then the next drive you guys had was on the Crystal City 20. And one play there, a pass to Andrew Graves by Brandon Perry. And just like that, halfway through, you're up 14-0.
Yeah, Andrew had a great first half, you know, having those six touchdowns. He came out. You know, we told the kids, and we tell them every week, come out with your foot on the gas. You got to have your foot on the gas pedal, and that's what they did. They came out and played with a sense of urgency early on. And, you know, we were able to complete some balls here in the first half as well to some players. But Andrew Graves had a half to remember. You know, it's just something special whenever you you're able to, you know, get six touchdowns in one half. And really he sat out in, I think, two offensive series as well in that first half. So for him to come out there and do his thing like he normally does is pretty neat to watch and be a part of. And like I've said every week, it's great to have him on our side.
Maybe the most impressive play of the night for you guys, offensively at least, was that 69-yard touchdown run. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, you could have had the stretch man from Fantastic Four, whatever that guy's name is. Yeah. He wouldn't have been able to catch up on that extension before, you know, Graves crossed the goal line. Just great speed for him.
He does. He has a great burst. He has great vision. You know, I firmly believe that this last spring in track has helped him out tremendously. We all knew that he was extremely fast. There's no doubt about it. Extremely dynamic. But the stuff that he did and he got from preparation in track and things like that, the burst, getting out of blocks, stuff like that, I think is extremely beneficial and has benefited him this fall. And I think he'll tell you that too. So, you know, seeing him go, it was almost like you knew once he got about 3 or 4 yards, he saw that edge that he was going to be gone. And he was. And, you know, it was pretty neat to watch him be him.
Yeah, and then he got a chance to take a seat in the second half. Actually, a 1 yard touchdown run for Dylan Schnitzler as the second to last touchdown of the first half. But then Graves gets to sit for the second half, and Ben Breeze and Dylan Duncan get a chance to get on the scoreboard for you.
It's awesome. It's always awesome to get our younger kids in. Anytime that they're able to get in, it's very beneficial. We wanted to get Ben going a little bit at fullback there in the second half or the third quarter at least, and he was able to do so. And then Dylan Duncan and Dylan Schnitzler and Will Schnitzler get those guys some reps at an A and Z back. And, you know, it was very, very beneficial for all those kids. So anytime they're able to come in and see what's going on and see how fast the game goes on a Friday night compared to a Monday night is good. So we're extremely proud of them, and you know, they're only going to continue to get better.
I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about the defense as well. I mean, you did hold Crystal City to a goose egg on the board tonight, and really they tried to run it between the tackles, outside the tackles, great speed on your outside rushers, great big bodies on the inside as well. Just a pretty stout defense, if we're being honest.
Yeah, our defense has played very well all year for us. Really, they just read their keys. We played a lot of base stuff all night tonight with our 4-2-5 stuff, and you know, our kids were able to just read and key, do their jobs, match up to the option like we coached them to do, and you know, they flew around and had some fun.
We spoke to Andrew Graves. He was our player of the game, and smiled as soon as I mentioned the name Valley Catholic. And you're doing the same, I see. So big-time I-55 conference battle there. You guys looking to dethrone the Kings, I think, is the term you use in pregame. So now's your chance next week to do so.
Yeah, we've got to have a great week of preparation, no doubt about it. Like I said earlier, to be the king, you got to beat the king, and they're the kings, and they've earned that, and they deserve that. So we've got to have a great week of preparation. Our kids understand how everything just skyrockets from a preparation standpoint. And they had a great week of practice and preparation this past week, don't get me wrong, but their eyes were a little bit bigger tonight when we talked about our week of preparation leading up to next Friday. So, yeah, they're excited at the opportunity. You know, I think they've earned the right to play a very solid Valley Catholic team who's continuing to get better week in and week out. And we know that they're going to be extremely well coached, as well as play extremely hard. So no doubt about it. Hopefully it's a fun game for both sides. And, you know, we're no matter what, we're going to go down fighting no matter what happens. So we hope it's a fight all the way till the end.
There's going to be a lot of blue and white next Friday.
Yes, there will
Jefferson.
Be. Yes, there will be. Yep, blue and white on both sides. Definitely, definitely.
All right, Coach Rugley, as always, thanks for the time and congrats on the win.
Thank you so much for everything you guys do for high school sports. You guys are awesome.
We appreciate the kind words. That is Alex Rugley, head coach of the Jefferson Blue Jays, 63-0 victory over Crystal City. Their big eyes will take them into next week against Valley Catholic at home for that one. The Coles Tractor and Equipment Web TV game of the week next week, so we're certainly looking forward to that. and stop.